Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Introduction to Educational Research by Craig A. Mertler is an introductory research methods textbook for students, teachers, and educational practitioners who are learning how to design and conduct research in school and educational settings. The third edition, published by Sage, presents educational research as a practical process rather than as a purely technical academic specialization. Its purpose is to help novice researchers move from an initial question or problem of practice to a defensible research plan, data collection strategy, analysis, and written report. The book gives balanced attention to qualitative, quantitative, and mixed methods approaches while emphasizing ethics, research questions, literature review, and the logic of systematic inquiry. Mertler is especially known for work on action research, and that practitioner orientation shapes the text. The book is not designed as an advanced statistics manual. Instead, it explains research concepts in accessible language so readers can understand methods well enough to apply them responsibly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, educational research is framed as a systematic process for answering practical questions. A central feature of the book is its presentation of educational research as a sequence of connected decisions rather than a collection of disconnected techniques. Mertler begins with the idea that educational research starts from questions about teaching, learning, programs, policies, or educational environments. The process then narrows a broad concern into a workable topic, develops research questions, reviews relevant literature, selects a design, collects data, analyzes evidence, and reports conclusions. This structure is useful because beginners often treat research as an assignment to be completed rather than as a disciplined way of producing knowledge. By emphasizing sequence, the book shows that later choices depend on earlier ones. A vague problem leads to weak questions. Weak questions lead to unsuitable data. Unsuitable data limits the value of conclusions. The process orientation also helps educators see research as compatible with professional judgment. Instead of replacing experience, systematic inquiry tests and refines it. This makes the book especially relevant to practitioners who want to investigate specific educational issues without losing sight of methodological rigor. Secondly, research questions and problem statements serve as the foundation for methodological choices. The book gives significant attention to identifying, limiting, and refining research problems because these early decisions determine the credibility of an entire study. Mertler distinguishes a general area of interest from a researchable problem, encouraging readers to move from broad concerns, such as student engagement or assessment practices, toward focused questions that can be examined with evidence. This matters because educational settings generate many important concerns, but not all are immediately suitable for research. A workable question must be specific enough to guide data collection and open enough to produce meaningful insight. The text also introduces hypotheses where appropriate, particularly for quantitative work, but does not force every inquiry into an experimental model. This flexibility reflects the diversity of educational research. Some studies seek measurable relationships, while others explore experiences, contexts, or processes. By linking questions to design, the book teaches a practical logic researcher should not choose surveys, interviews, observations, tests, or statistical procedures because they are familiar, but because they match the question being asked. Thirdly, ethics and institutional review boards are treated as core research responsibilities. Mertler places ethics early in the research process, which signals that responsible inquiry is not an administrative afterthought. Educational research often involves students, teachers, families, and school communities. Making attention to consent, confidentiality, risk, power relationships, and honest reporting essential. The book introduces institutional review boards and formal procedures for research involving human participants, but its ethical focus extends beyond compliance. It asks readers to consider how participants are recruited, how data are protected, and how findings may affect individuals or institutions. This is especially important in schools, where researchers may also be teachers, supervisors, or colleagues. Such dual roles can complicate voluntariness and privacy. The book also recognizes that ethical issues differ across qualitative and quantitative studies. Interview-based or observational research may require sensitivity to identity and context, while quantitative studies may raise questions about data security, group comparisons, or intervention fairness. By integrating ethics into design decisions, the text presents ethical practice as a condition for trustworthy research, not merely a form to complete. Fourthly, qualitative, quantitative, and mixed methods are presented as complementary tools. The book is notable for introducing both qualitative and quantitative methods without treating one as inherently superior. Quantitative approaches are useful when researchers want to measure variables, compare groups, examine relationships, or summarize patterns numerically. Qualitative approaches are useful when researchers want to understand meaning, experience, context, interaction, or process in greater depth. Mertler's balanced treatment helps beginners avoid a common mistake, selecting a method based on preference rather than purpose. The third edition also gives increased attention to integrating qualitative and quantitative approaches, reflecting the growing role of mixed methods in educational inquiry. In practice, a school-based study might use survey data to identify a pattern and interviews to understand why the pattern exists. The value of this approach is not simply that it uses more data, but that different kinds of evidence can address different parts of a complex educational problem. The book's accessible presentation of statistics further supports this balance by making quantitative analysis less intimidating while keeping the focus on interpretation and research purpose. Lastly, the practitioner orientation connects research to classroom improvement and action research, although the book introduces educational research broadly. Mertler's background in action research gives it a practical orientation that distinguishes it from more abstract methods texts. The text encourages educators to view themselves as capable researchers who can investigate problems in their own settings. This does not mean reducing research to informal reflection. Rather, it means applying systematic procedures to questions that emerge from practice, such as instructional strategies, assessment decisions, curriculum implementation, or school improvement efforts. The practitioner focus is important because much educational research is consumed by people who did not conduct it and may struggle to translate it into local action. Action-oriented inquiry reverses that relationship by allowing educators to generate evidence tied to their own students, classrooms, or institutions. The book also helps readers understand the limits of such inquiry. Findings from a local study may not generalize broadly, but they can still support informed decision-making in the setting where the study occurred. This makes research a tool for professional learning as well as academic knowledge production. In conclusion, Introduction to Educational Research is best suited for students in teacher education, graduate students beginning research methods coursework, practicing educators, and school leaders who need a clear entry point into educational inquiry. Readers benefit from its step-by-step organization, practical language, and balanced treatment of major research traditions. It is especially useful for those who need to develop a research proposal, understand a literature review, evaluate research reports, or design a small-scale study in an educational setting. Its intellectual value lies in showing that research is not merely a set of technical procedures, but a disciplined way of asking answerable questions and using evidence responsibly. Compared with more statistics-heavy methods books, Mertler's text is more accessible to beginners and more directly connected to the realities of schools and classrooms. Compared with books focused only on action research, it provides broader coverage of educational research designs, ethics, literature review, qualitative inquiry, quantitative analysis, and reporting. What makes it stand out is this combination of breadth, readability, and practitioner relevance. It gives novice researchers enough methodological structure to avoid superficial inquiry while keeping the emphasis on educational problems that matter in practice. If you would like to support Craig A. Mertler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.